Free charitable health clinics like West Virginia HealthRight play an important role helping those in poverty or those without insurance get access to necessary medical care. But the medical and financial impacts of the coronavirus are putting a large strain on HealthRight and organizations like it. In response to the pandemic, West Virginia HealthRight is now offering testing to our most vulnerable communities at a mobile clinic at Manimal Soup Kitchen in Charleston. Corey Nallinger recently spoke with West Virginia HealthRight CEO and Executive Director, Dr. Angie Settle, about how the organization is adapting in these times.
How has everything that's been kind of going on economically with the coronavirus impacted the amount of people you're seeing?
What we've seen since the COVID-19 pandemic is, of course, an increase in unemployment, more small businesses shuttering their doors. So suddenly a lot of people without income, especially disposable income for things like medications and health care. So we've seen about a 400% increase in demand for medications in our pharmacy. And, supply and demand is real. So a lot of the medications across the country, the prices are skyrocketing. We're able to get some medications through drug programs normally, but even those are limited at this time because of staffing cutbacks at drug companies and things being delayed. So we're having to buy a lot more medications than we typically would.
When I was about to ask, is there any concern about sustainability at this time?
The thing is HealthRight is the kind of the last resort for a lot of people. We are the safety net provider. When people go through other means and they've tried other places and they can't get care, they come to us. So, I feel responsible to make sure that we can take care of those people. I don't want to be the one that closes the door and tells somebody, you can't have that blood pressure medicine or you can't have cholesterol medicine or your seizure medicine or anything like that. So we're just responding to the needs of the community as they come in. And funding is kind of an afterthought. And we're just hoping, that those that can help us, that'll contribute to the cause because we're all here for each other trying to help fellow West Virginians in need right now. Down the road, I know there's talk of different federal programs and things that can help, but that doesn't, help you in the short term, in the next 30 days when the bills come in. So, I'm not ready to say that now. Of course, we would always, if we have to make tough choices, we would have to make tough choices, but I'm definitely not ready to throw in the towel. I'm committed to making this work for our patients.
What are some of the challenges you guys didn't expect in the face of this pandemic that you've kind of seen now?
I don't know that I necessarily foresaw the shuttering of the doors and the huge spike in unemployment connected to this disease. Honestly, I didn't, and probably did not think about the huge increase in drug pricing and costs. Gloves, everything you can imagine. We were desperate for some masks about 10 days ago, and I actually found some on Amazon and paid probably twice what I should have, but, we have to take care of our staff. So probably that would be the biggest thing. I realized it was coming and everything, but probably didn't really think about the impact of closing the whole community and having that many people, in need and with loss of income.
And what gives you hope throughout this whole situation? We've seen some pretty incredible things happen across the state, but what has specifically given you hope?
I think what's given me hope is just, just looking at my staff and, looking at the medical personnel that are getting up every day, going out there to do this job, putting themselves in harm's way. I know it's hard for people to shelter in place and stay home. But for us that have to get up every day and it's like a normal day going to work, except for heightened, risk and everything. We do that because we love, we love this state, we love our community and we love, the professions that we chose. I've just been blessed to see the great attitudes of my staff, right where they're needed. Like I said, we're down there at Manimal, trying to get the homeless screened and tested, and that's a benefit to everybody. Unlike the those of us that have insurance and have the opportunity and transportation to get to our providers, the homeless don't have that luxury. So we need to make sure that somebody stands in the gap for them and they have access to get the same test that we can get if it's needed. And it benefits everybody that, you know, they're not clogging up the ER just to be tested because they don't have access anywhere else, that we can notify those patients as well and help them self-quarantine and protect, you know, the public as a whole.
And then what can we do as a whole for some of our more vulnerable communities, like those without permanent housing in this time?
We need to keep an eye out for each other. And if you see somebody in distress or whatever, you know, don't ignore them. You need to let somebody know so that we can help each other. But we don't want to be panicked, you know, just using good common sense and keeping an eye out for everybody. And in our organization will be keeping out an eye out for those in our community, but there's other communities across the state where people need to, you know, keep an eye out for each other. But we want to be there for them and see them through and make sure that if they, you know, need that next step of hospitalization or whatever, that we're there for them and can help them, you know, do that and get assistance.
That was West Virginia HealthRight CEO and Executive Director Angie Settle speaking with reporter Corey Nollinger. Their clinic at Manamill is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. For more information about the West Virginia HealthRight, head to their website at wvhealthright.org.